Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Clyde Beck. Batting second. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting third. The right fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Norm McMillan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Guy Bush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Guy Bush. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lance Richborg. Batting second. The center fielder, Jack Smith. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Les Bell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Eddie Brown. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Doc Farrell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Sparrer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Barnes. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Virgil Barnes. And now, play ball. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a line drive towards short. Farrell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler takes first base on ball four. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kyler moves to second. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg takes first base on ball four. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Richborg moves to second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive towards first. Grimm catches it and steps on first to double up Smith. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kyler who is chasing the ball. Hornsby reaches third base with a triple. Richborg scores. It's 1-0, Braves. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McMillan moves to second. Two outs. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevenson. Brown reaches second base with a double. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer hits a ball on the ground towards short. English has Brown trapped. There's the throw to Hartnett and over to Beck, who tags Brown for the out. Farrell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Virgil Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Farrell moves to third. Sparrer moves to second. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush fires to first and picks off Barnes. Two outs. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Richborg takes first base on ball 4. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive towards short. English reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0 for 1 in the game. Beck hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 1 in the game. English hits a ball on the ground towards short. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Beck moves to second. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barnes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kyler. Sisler reaches second base with a double. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hornsby hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Kyler. Sisler scores. One out. It's 2-0, Braves. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevenson. Bell reaches second base with a double. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. It's 3-0, Braves. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Farrell is hit by the pitch. Brown moves to second. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sparrer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Virgil Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Barnes hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barnes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimm hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a pop-up towards short. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Richborg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith bunts towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to first for the out. Richborg moves to second. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richborg scores. It's 4-0, Braves. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hornsby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, Braves. Ed Holly now pitching. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Farrell hits a line drive into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartnett hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Holly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sparrer bunts towards the mound. Holly fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Virgil Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Barnes strikes out. Two outs. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Richborg takes first base on ball 4. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-2 in the game. English hits a ball on the ground towards short. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kyler hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevenson hits a pop-up towards short. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimm hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McMillan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Farrell hits a line drive into right field. Kyler picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Kyler. Brown goes all the way around to score. Farrell moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-0. Braves. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 0-for-3 in the game. Sparrer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Virgil Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barnes is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and three walks. Richborg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Webb pinch hits for Ed Hawley. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hartnett moves to second. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Beck hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 3 in the game. English hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hartnett moves to third. Webb moves to second. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kyler takes first base on ball 4. Hartnett scores. Webb moves to third. English moves to second. It's 7-1, Braves. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Hal Carlson now pitching. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlson fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Carlson. Smith moves to second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. It's 8-1, Braves. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Hornsby bunts towards third. Beck fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sisler moves to second. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Bell bunts towards the mound. Carlson fields it and throws to first for the out. Sisler moves to third. Hornsby moves to second. One out. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sisler tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 9-1, Braves. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson throws the ball into McMillan, who tags Farrell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hornsby scores. It's 10-1, Braves. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 10, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevenson bunts towards the mound. Barnes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 3 in the game. Grimm hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Stevenson moves to second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Smith. Hartnett reaches second base with a double. Stevenson scores. McMillan moves to third. It's 10-2, Braves. Cliff Heathcote pinch hits for Hal Carlson. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 10, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.